Hello and welcome to Whore in Heels. I'm your host, Jen Driver.
And I'm your host, Alicia Messier. And today we are talking about House of Wax.
Ooh.
Today we're going to talk about the original. So originally we were thinking we are going to break these up maybe into two episodes, do the original and part two, just because we felt like the episodes were getting a little long. And maybe we were cutting some thoughts to keep them not so long. So that's what we're going to do.
And
today we're doing...
Let's not talk for that long.
Jen and I could talk for 10 hours, so that's really not a problem here. So today we're talking about, obviously, the Vincent Price House of Wax from 1953. Now I know there's also the 1933, the strange incident in the Wax Museum that begat House of Wax, couldn't find it. So there's that. We're not going to talk about that. 1933.
But we know it's there. We know it exists. Yes. So.
We're not saying it doesn't. We're just saying that's a little much for us.
We're not doing things. It's fine.
Love Vincent Price.
Always.
But folks, I think this is the first time you're going to hear Alicia say, liked the remake a lot more.
Oh, totally.
A lot more. Really enjoyed the remake.
Yeah.
Got some thoughts on the original. Got some thoughts. Didn't hate it. And I think in 1953, it would probably really was a little creepy.
Mm-hmm.
I think also it's one of those things that once you know the premise, the creep factor is gone. Would you say?
Yeah. It was like, you know what's happening. There's no, like, twist or there's no, like, it's pretty straightforward. There's, it is what it is. And you know it pretty much from the first scene because they're like, oh, this body is missing from the morgue and and now she's up there. And I'm like, the cops don't think that's weird that the body is missing. It's not like she's in the morgue, but he's got this one that looks like her. No, someone stole the body. Why are we not taking this seriously?
Once again, well, the movie came out in 1953, but obviously takes place in the very early 1900s.
Yeah.
Loved or hated some of the phrasing they use in response to the cops. One of them said, well, you can depend on a skirt to get all riled about stuff or something like that. Listen, I had a momentary blank out after he said the words a skirt. I had a momentary.
That cracks me up. That stuff, that old timey talk cracks me up. I love using it. Like,
a skirt.
That's hilarious. Oh, to be called. You know how many.
A piece of clothing didn't just talk to you, sir. No, that's not what happened here. By the way, Jen, what are you sipping on tonight? What are you sipping on?
I've got just a little Absolut vodka with Simply Raspberry Lemonade and a splash of bubbly mango.
I love that Simply Raspberry. That's good stuff.
Simply is delicious. It's my favorite for orange juice and lemonade.
Yeah. It feels lighter than other brands.
Mm-hmm. Because it's natural. All match.
I am not drinking anything tonight, so everybody be shocked. Just a little water. Just a little water.
Oh, I thought that was Coke. It's not even Coca-Cola.
No.
Just let me be an alcoholic by myself. That's cool. What was I going to say?
The Jets played yesterday. It was not a good game, and I'm working off that hangover. So there's that.
Yeah. All right. Perfect. Understandable. Hey, my team, the Panthers, lost too, so it's fine. To my dad's team, the Raiders, kind of suck. But back to probably, now it's going to be like an hour long because we're talking about football and the movie. And
It's fine. No, just listen, I could get through this movie in about 10 minutes. So, for those of you who have not seen the original House of Wax, Vincent Price plays a wax sculptor.
Artiste.
He has a partner in his wax museum.
Investment partner, like, put money in.
Right, yeah. Not really jazzed about it. Wanted money, like, not like a true partner. And let's just say the partnership ain't going so great.
They have different ideas, different... He wants to make it more like horror, like, he wants crazy stuff, and Vincent Price is like, no, I want it to be classy. Like,
oh, yeah.
He's got, like, Pocahontas and Marie Antoinette, he's like...
By the way, he was sleeping with that Marie
Antoinette. I was going to say, he was kind of on the level of the Friday the 13th guy, like, with his mannequin.
Yeah.
Sir, can you calm down, especially when other people are around? He's not, like, touching her hand and, like...
start making out with her. I was like, I don't know what's happening here, but I know I'm uncomfortable.
He was like, I'm sorry, my dear. I'm giving your most intimate secrets. I was like, oh. You gonna say that in front of other people? All right.
So what are you not saying in front of other people? And right. He lives there with the dolls. Like, that was... Or the mannequins, whatever we want to call them. The wax figurines.
Figures. There was no shame in his game.
He was weird straight from jump straight. The jump,
yeah.
Very weird.
I love how his partner was, like, ready to just light the place on fire. Like, that was his plan. He came there to...
Once again, the early 1800s. They're not worried. They're not worried.
He came there to set the place on fire because he did it real fast. He was like, oh, I'm not going to get the money tonight? Cool. I'm going to set this place on fire. And just lit it up. I was like, wow, sir. Wow.
So now, did you read the behind the scenes about that on IMDb?
No, I have it in front of me right now, but I didn't read all of them.
Okay, so they were going to do, like, three very controlled burns.
Mm-hmm.
They got out of control real quick and almost burnt down the entire sound studio. So actually, almost all of the burning footage that you see is legit. Because they were like, we don't have the budget to remake these wax figures. We have to film this now.
Wow.
So straight up fire filming. Yes.
That's insane. Because I watched it with my dad, and he was like, is that real, like, wax, or is it real fire? And I was like, that's real fire. They didn't mess around back then. Like, yeah.
Almost burned down the sound that's studio. Insane. And I know we're not on the new one, but also on the new House of Wax when it was filmed in Australia, they also burnt down the sound studio.
Wow.
So I just think that's like a little House of Wax movie curse, and nobody's gonna let them have the sound studio.
More flammable than they prepared for.
Yeah. I mean, do you guys not know how candles work? I'm confused. No, like, it was like a seven. There was a $7 million lawsuit in regards to, like, the new one. Jeez. Burning.
Did you catch the 3D gimmicks, the parts that were supposed to be 3D?
Yes.
Those were funny.
My favorite one, we're jumping a little ahead.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
When the first person gets killed, so you think that he is dead. And the partner thinks he has gotten away with it, and
thinks Vincent Price, who we're talking about. Yes, we think he burnt up in the museum with his
right
mannequin and lover.
Kathy is all excited about the $25,000. To be fair, in 1900, I believe that would be equivalent to. Let's look it up.
I want to guess. What do you guess before we look it up?
I want to guess 2.5 million.
I was thinking like 500 grand.
Okay. 25,000 in, and I'm going to say that movie took place, not when it came out, but when it was taking place.
Yeah, when it was taking place, what it was set in.
I believe it was like the 1910s based on the
fact. Yeah, it was the early 1900s for sure.
In the 1910s. To today. What? 1910s to today.
Let's see if I can...
Why is my phone not working?
Technology.
Well, because I'm trying to do it on my phone so they don't hear me clicking on the keyboard.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're going to hear me click on a keyboard.
It's fine. Do it.
Jen told me to, guys.
I did. Enjoy.
The dollars in 1910 to today. Okay. Yeah. You were a lot closer than I was. It's equivalent to 6,500,000. Still nothing to shake. Sneeze.
Wait, 650,000?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So you were closer than I was.
That's why she was super excited about it. Because, you know, when I heard 25 grand, I was like, she's really excited about 25 grand. And then I had to be like, oh, that's right. It was not just 25 grand back then. Like, you could probably.
She was the flightiest, sweetest thing, and my heart broke
Do you know who she is? Was?
I do not. Educate me. Educate me, Jen.
She was Morticia Addams in the Addams Family show.
Okay. Thank you. Because this whole time she looked familiar. And I'm sure I could have clicked on that and just figured it out.
Yeah. But. No, this is more fun. I like this. My dad told me while we were watching it. And I was like, yep, that's her. But she's blonde.
Yes. Well, one of my favorite podcasts, it's called The Villain Was Right. It's Rebecca Reeds and Craig Fay. And Craig is very...
I'm actually physically watching this right now. And it's...
Hold on, listening audience. I need
something to behold.
Hold on. I gotta pick this guy's before.
Just hold it like that. You'll be fine.
Yes. Yo, for the next 3 hours that we spent recording, just hold it like that. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
It'll work your arms. You'll be fine.
Don't worry, people. We'll fix this in post.
We'll fix it in post.
And if we don't, just assume we did. Okay. Hold on.
I like how Ed's not coming.
He didn't know. I think probably. No, that's not Ed's fault. He's probably in the family room with our children, which is, or our child. I don't know why I gave us multiple.
Doesn't feel like you have multiple children sometimes?
Well, yes. So he's probably all the way on the other side of the house. And I closed my bedroom door, so.
That's fair.
And he's probably watching the child, so. He can't hear. I could get murdered in here and he wouldn't know.
Oh, that's great.
You know.
Okay, so.
I'm back!
Yay!
Wow, that's so much we're gonna have cut out.
Fine. I just don't have.
What is yours?
Mine's a feather. It's a basic too. It's fine.
Oh, okay. Mine is a green rose tattoo in memory of my grandmother.
Aww.
So, okay. So, Kathy. Loved her.
Yes.
She was just one of those perfect flighty girl. I love when she goes to Sue, I'll have my fella give me some money and I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
What do you need mad money for? I'm never mad.
Yeah.
And so
cute. I was like,
kills her. Now then, here's my question now. She says the guy she's seen was older.
Mm-hmm.
She says that he has gray hair.
She's all like talking about, he's like, oh yeah, we can go to Vegas or something. And she's like, or we can go to Niagara Falls to get married. And he was like,
he was out. Never a man more out. And then you immediately go back and continue to count your ill-gotten wealth. You deserve to be murdered.
Right. Yeah,
sometimes just some people deserve it.
Just
you deserve it.
My brother has a saying, stupid people get you killed.
Yes.
And it's very true. Every time somebody's stupid in a movie, they get somebody else killed. But that's an act of stupidity that got him killed. In that instance, he got himself killed, which is fair. I don't like when stupid people get other people killed. That's when it's not fair. But yes.
Oh, you mean everybody in the remake of House of Wax?
Yeah. every single one of them? Okay, let's not jump ahead because I got...
We're not jumping ahead. People.
Just
people.
Just saying. Then what else happened? Oh, so then she, what's her name?
Go back for a minute and just talk about, oh my God, the poor clean lady. But also, was the cleaning lady deaf?
Right, because she didn't hear any of that.
Dragging a body, and she missed that entirely.
She really did. He waited, though. He waited till she was, like, downstairs, and then he very loudly dropped his ass right down the elevator shaft. I was like, wow.
That I mean, that's cool. A way to do it. It's a way to get it done.
Choked him with it, and my dad was like, choked him with the same rope that he choked him in the office, and then he wrapped it around more than once so you couldn't tell where, like...
Yeah.
Because, you know, CSI Now would
forget... Dad on the show. Listen to these insights here.
These murder tips.
Yeah. So poor Kathy. See, girls, this is why. If your original beau dies, take a day. Take a few days.
Just rest for a minute.
Mourn for a day or two, else you end up murdered.
At least pretend like you cared. Like.
By the way, it took these girls. Did you see how many layers of clothes?
Oh, so many. First of all, she was already, you can't see my hands, but she was already like yay big.
Yeah.
Like, her waist was so tiny.
That tiny waist, I mean, goddamn. And then just layers of stuff. I mean, how did anybody have sex back then? I'm tired trying to take off all
this. Right, like by the time this is all done, I'm going to sleep. Like when I get all this off, I'm going to sleep. So,
yeah.
you better just do what you got. Get under there. I don't know. Can-can style, like in the place they went. Better get under there and do what you got to do. Because if I got to go through all this, I'm not going to. And then she gets home. And then what's her name?
Sue
gets home after her interview where she didn't get the job. And the lady like hears her creeping up the stairs and immediately runs over and is like, where's my money? And then she's like, oh, my friend told me she would give it to me. And then she's like, well, I need it tonight or you can sleep outside. I was like, dang.
That's harsh.
That was rough.
But not for nothing. You hear her coming in, but you don't hear dude with limp walking around above you.
He doesn't owe her money. So it's
And then when they hear the scream, the man
pushes her
with her, pushes her up the stairs. I'm like, oh, manly men in the night.
I was like,
what is happening there? Like, I would have looked at Ed, if Ed even thought I was walking up the stairs with him to inspect that, I'd be like, get to snapping.
I was like, no.
For moral support.
Up there, like, up front. That was cold-blooded. No. I like how Sue, though, was my girl, because she jumped out the window real fast.
Yeah, oh, no, like, not she was smart enough to take off her shoes.
Shoes, yep.
She was thinking, when I saw her doing that, I'm like, oh, yeah. That spot.
Yep.
Because
I was like, I could roll with her.
Cobblestone.
Yeah. And lowered herself off a roof.
And then I'm like, at first, because I didn't know she knew the people in the house she was banging on. So I'm like, bitch, ain't nobody opening. I forgot it was the 1910s. People would open. I'm like, ain't nobody opening the door. And then you realize that she's very good.
But then I'm also like, so how come if y'all just let me stay here in the first place, I wouldn't be in this situation? Why, you guys have a huge house. Oh, now I can stay with you now that I've witnessed a murder, but before that, I had to be.
I guess the thought was back then, it seems like her and that man were not betrothed.
Yeah.
So it would have been improper. Now, the mother, now it looks like you're taking in a woman for safety.
Okay.
Optics, it looks very proper. Like,
all right. Of course, that's fair.
This crazy murderer has seen her. We can't let her live somewhere else unprotected. To society, it looks proper, not like she's just shacking up with this man in their house.
Yes.
But remember, also, once again, 1910.
Yes. But also, he followed you here, so he knows that you're, like, that would also bother me. I'd be like, we're going to have to let this cool down a week. Like, you can stay here in a couple days, but you literally just led him to our house. I would have been a little upset about that.
Yeah, but I think it was more... Okay, so here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that he really believed her.
Mm.
Like, I think they believed that... And mind you, Kathy is dead. So I think they believe she saw something, but I think they think her mind was playing tricks on her. From the things that they said.
That whole game, yeah. They did that whole, oh, maybe you were imagining it. Like, bitch, I don't have that good of an imagination. Like,
I'm not Stephen King. I cannot write up these stories. Calm down.
Have I ever hallucinated that bad.
I've not done enough Hiawatha for that, okay? Let's move on.
Like, let's just start there. And then, so then what happens after that? Then...
Okay, so those two people are dead, and now we are opening a waxium.
Yes.
Which I just want to say... Have you been to a Max Museum? Have you done Madame Tussauds?
No, I've never actually gone into
it. I have. I had some family who wanted to do it. I did it with them. Creepy.
I live in LA. I should. Yeah, I imagine it would be creepy.
Save your money. It's a $60 tourist trap. You want to see Michael Jackson in wax? Just look at a picture. He looked like that his entire life. I don't know what to tell you. You'll be fine. No, save yourself the money. Sorry, Madame Tussauds. Sorry.
Yeah, some of them aren't that good. Well, now we won't get a sponsor from her. Great. Awesome. Well, too bad.
You know who is great, though? I just want to shout out to Wayfair. We bought a chair for my husband. The arm broke. They're sending us a whole new chair. Said, keep or donate the old one. I was like, well, that's good customer service.
I love that. Customer service, man. That's key.
Very important. So thank you, Wayfair. Shout out to you. And I have to say, I won my library's Summer with Us t-shirt, and it's very comfortable. And I feel like I want to get more of these t-shirts. I have a lot of library swag.
That's hilarious. I have none.
Is that a thing? I have their tote bag. I have their t-shirts. I have a lot of swag.
You're like, library, yeah.
I am. You know it. I got out the original House of Wax from the library. I was paying to watch. I'm sorry, streaming services. I am not paying you to watch a movie from 1953.
Right. It's annoying. But I couldn't find movies on my library, so I just had to. But yes, I agree. Like,
now, does LA County allow interlibrary loans? Meaning if you went to search the catalog, you could take out from all counties in your library? All libraries in your county?
Oh, I'd have to look that up.
Because in ours, so I will say that my personal library did not have House of Wax, but I'm allowed to take from any library in Suffolk County. So I just request it. They ship it right to my library and I go pick it up.
That's awesome.
That's also how I'm watching Fright Night next week.
Ooh.
Well, I guess, that'll air in 3 weeks, but yeah, 3 weeks.
Our Fright Night episode.
Our Fright
Night. Spoiler.
Hey. Okay, so now we open. My favorite thing about the Wax Museum opening scene was the ping pong guy. And that, what's great is he broke the fourth wall.
Oh, so he was talking directly, like, in my eyeballs. I was like, yes. Oh, you're really. Like,
and you, close your mouth. I want the popcorn, not your tonsils. I was like, that's hysterical.
And that whole trick that he did where he put the three balls in his mouth. I was like, I mean, that's a thing, I guess, if you want to show that off.
So now we see him steal the bodies. So we know that's happening.
Yes.
Like, it's just, there's no buildup. You know. No.
Everything, yeah.
I think the movie would have been scarier if you saw Maddie get killed. You don't see who did it. You see Kathy get killed. You don't see who did it.
Yeah.
You don't see anybody. Maybe they allude to the fact that bodies are missing, but you don't see anyone do it.
Yeah.
And then Vincent Price rolls in on the wheelchair looking very normal.
But I even called it. I was like, he must have a waxed face, because that's him limping around for sure. He got burned up.
Right. But what I'm saying is, if we didn't see it would have been more impactful.
Totally. Totally. If they had just, like, you know, had her die, and then the police are like, oh, her body's missing, and it's like, oh, it's missing, and then they could have done a better job of, we don't know if that's her for sure, and, like, dropping the clues.
Right.
With the earring thing.
Yeah.
I think that would have made it more creepy, is to not know.
Poor Igor.
Igor. Yes.
Igor. Whatever.
Frederick. No, it was Igor. I have a thing with Young Frankenstein. Oh. I can't say Igor. Now I just always say Igor because.
And.
Charles, a young Charles Bronson.
Yes.
Yes.
I love it when he takes her to the Sunday matinee, as they call it. And she says, do good people come here? And he's like.
Right. Oh, the can-can. Yes. Okay. So the scene is.
All their talents.
Yes.
Husband and I have said to each other all week. Oh. I said the other day. I'm like, don't look at my talents.
My talents. Even though they were kind of showing them everywhere. It was the Can-Can Girls. Just a correction. I said Charles Brosnan and it's Bronson. What?
I have seen girls out nowadays on the street with shorts that were showing less than those Can-Can underwear. So we're fine.
My friend and I were at H&M when I was in Colorado. And like two separate women just had butt cheeks just coming out of the bottom of their shorts. And I was like.
Can I just ask, were they butt cheeks that people would want to see?
Not particularly.
I'm really with you. It's never a butt cheek that I'm like, yeah, girl.
Yeah.
Show that off. You worked hard for that. Never.
No, it's always like,
never. It's always a bitch with my body. And I'm like, girl, you're giving us all a bad name. You're giving all of us a bad name.
It's
It's like, thank you. Now I know you have cellulite. Moving on. I'm not shaming. I have a ton of cellulite, a ton of very proud cellulite. Listen,
I got stretch marks this
afternoon, and then they're all I'm thinking about right now. listening America. So I love it. I just don't want to see it.
Nope.
But I'm a little prudish like that about everything.
Selective in that way.
Like, not like when it's on screen or something.
Walking down the street.
But walking down the street, yeah. Yeah. Like, I just...
Wrap it up.
There are children out here.
At your... Yeah, like, at ass level.
At ass level.
It's very disrespectful.
So, okay.
Where are we? Where...
See, oh. We are so bored by this movie.
I'm trying to get us through it. Okay. They get to the museum and they meet Vincent Price, and the boyfriend is all like very into Vincent's work, and he's like, I can sculpt, and Vincent Price is like, oh, you should come work for me.
But that's all because he wants to get Sue so that
he can
be Antoinette again.
Totally.
And,
Marie Antoinette, yep.
Fuck is Marie Antoinette again.
When he shows her like the wax head, I'd be like, why do you need me to come in? You obviously are good. Like,
yeah,
I don't understand.
By the way, ladies, anybody shows you your head in a box,
Peace out.
Hard stop. Don't go back to that location.
That's a red flag if I ever
one. It's like, hello, red flag store. Yeah, I'm gonna need everyone you got. Back up all the inventory, cause it's here. Oh God!
He was super infatuated. I love how she just climbed up on the thing though.
Not once.
No, twice.
Multiple times. And what I think is funny is nobody really says anything to her or stop.
No,
the beautiful white woman climb right up.
That's why we have signs.
Those two cops literally put one finger, didn't even touch the bike, just put the finger, and the dude was like, whoa.
Get off of there. Blah, blah, blah. Yep.
I was like, oh, so if you're a tiny white woman that everybody wants to...
It's fine.
Climb the displays, just poking
them. Yeah, because he was like, oh, look at, who was it, John Wilkes Booth, let me touch his mustache.
Yeah. I think it was more because he was like, if they keep doing that, they're going to see who this is.
Yeah.
They're going to figure it out.
They kind of glazed over that. Like, oh, this detective is straight up missing.
Yeah. Listen, a lot of people were missing in their precinct
department. Right when this...
I don't know. But I got to say, I have three bodies missing from the morgue. To me, that's a red alert.
Right. But it didn't count when she said it. When she said about the friend, it was like, oh, you're just being silly. But then when they actually see their partner, then it's like, oh, wait, maybe this is a thing.
A body and a man who's hanging.
Oh, the same way that he was found?
Yeah. You're not asking any questions about that. So this is a crack detective.
That's a
serious only the best in town.
Like, was the picture of his body hanging in the elevator there? Because that was an exact replica of the elevator.
Clearly, all the money in the town was going towards the horses on the fire department staff and the police department staff. Just horses, which is how also I knew it wasn't taking since 1953 beyond the costuming, because they didn't use a single automobile. You loved it. And I'm like, well, these horses, I mean, expensive. Horses are pricey, so we can't be investigating crimes. We gotta keep up.
Horses we gotta pay for.
Yeah.
And that one chick that kept fainting, I was like, bitch, you need to go sit at a coffee shop somewhere. Like, this is not for you, apparently.
But even funnier is Vincent Price just has smelling salts.
Yeah. Well, he was ready. That's how
people were gonna faint. He's like,
he loved it. He was like, smelling salts, ladies. And she was like, oh, thank you. Oh, man.
Poor Millie. She fainted one too many times. I couldn't handle it.
Fainted a lot.
Millie fainted over three ping pong balls in a man's mouth. Yeah. So poor. Show her today's pornography.
Well, because she had told everybody the limit was two, so she was like, oh no, I've got competition.
poor Millie. Okay, the fiance, let's call him the fiance. Yeah, by the way, person's name. I know Kathy Sue.
I think his name was Matt.
name beyond Igor's.
I really need to get better at remembering names for movies if I'm going to be talking about them, shouldn't I?
Jen, I was so bored. Be thankful I stayed awake. To see an actual, and listen, that hanging was not a good killing.
No, it wasn't. I do like how the wax version of it, though, did keep swinging. Like, that was some good animatronics. And then, like, the belly girls that were dancing outside. I was like, that's pretty impressive. I bet that's where Walt Disney got his people from. Like, you know, at Disneyland, how they have the animated things. That was pretty impressive. But, yeah, I kept waiting and waiting for something to happen or, like, a twist.
No twist. So,
just the credits.
What's his name? Says that Sue is meeting him there.
Was it Scott?
Sure, let's call. Yeah, we're gonna call him Scott, everyone.
I am looking at the IMDb. Okay, all right, that's fair.
Thank you. Listen, now, guys, for the remake, I will happily be IMDb. Chad Michael Murray, Jared Padalecki.
And your J-Pad. This is two J-Pads in a row.
I know, it's been a good week for Alicia. That was a little sad. Okay, we can't talk about the remake yet.
No, we can't. We have to stay away from that.
Okay. So, let's talk about the bubbling cauldron of wax. Why does it look like boiling Pepto-Bismol? Nobody's skin is that
thick. Wax wasn't that pink. Yeah.
I don't understand. That was weird. Unless it's just one of those things that it looks really, like, super pigmented when it's... I don't know, but it's
just... For the colorizing, yeah. It would also look very sloppy. I was like, I don't feel like that's going to be smooth the way it should be, but maybe he sculpts it after, but I was very confused at the process.
Well, okay, so not to talk too much about that, but I feel like they do... hint on that better in the remake.
Yeah, where they show
him smoothing. So yeah. Yes, my assumption is, and I think you would have to smooth regardless if you were using real bodies or not. Of course, think about it, at a wax museum, they still need something sturdier than wax standing up. So I'm assuming they're using mannequins, pouring the wax over that and going from there in some sort of... I mean, I'm sure we could look it up online if we really cared. Spoiler alert. I don't.
We don't.
But you know what I do love watching on YouTube is when they make those cool hard candies with, like, the designs inside. It's a very relaxing video to watch. that, and I will literally watch Bob Ross painting Happy Trees to go to sleep. So there's that too. So then
he charms Vincent Price, like, charms the boyfriend or the fiance or whatever I like how Vincent Price jumped from, like, a regular guy to, like, I'm just gonna steal bodies and kill people. Like, how that was such a leap. Like,
well, here's the thing. He felt like those wax figurines were his babies.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if that's your feeling, your mental state probably isn't the most hinged to begin with.
That's fair.
So, seeing it all burnt to a crisp probably set it off a little bit.
Set it off. I hear you.
You know what I mean? That's your... say on Criminal Minds, that's your inciting incident.
Yeah, that was your last straw. The last
unsub snap.
Yeah. 'Twas all it took.
So then girl, he had your head in a box. Right. Don't go in there alone.
No, ever.
And, God, listen, I know I could say this because he is a bad guy. But Igor, I mean, he looked like the type of person that was just unsafe.
It was Charles Bronson. Yes, he looked unsafe. Oh, not because of his disabilities. Just saying.
The other guy who had no disability also looked unsavory. Mm-hmm. Clearly, you have to pick unsavory.
I was going
to
say, well, he was going for the unsavory type.
This unsavory establishment. Yeah. I'm just saying, it's not like he was hiding the fact that he wasn't Ted Bundy-ing it up, okay? No. He wasn't being suave, okay?
Yeah, there was no, like, oh my god, he's so handsome, and I'm just
distracted.
Right. No, it was poor definitely.
I'm really breaking him over the goals right now, but I do believe, I believed him as a mute, so, I mean, there's that.
Yeah.
So.
And then she goes home at one point and, like, leaves the window open. Mind you, the man knows where you live.
Yeah, why? Wide open, too. Not even a crack. Like,
no, like, come in.
Even if a killer didn't know where you lived, like, are you just asking for pigeons to, like, just nest in you? What happened in 1910? Like, I'm so confused.
Just the pigeons, like, yeah, she made a lot. She made some good choices, like we said, with the shoes off. But then she made some just really rough choices where you're just like,
you know what? She was living the good life now in that mansion with the handsome dude. Thought nothing could happen. Yeah.
Forgot all her worries and her cares.
I feel like now we've gotten to the end. We've gotten to the end here, and she's about to die. She's about to die.
Yeah.
Don't worry. She was a good girl. So even in 1953, there's always a final girl, and you know the girl who's worried about people's talents will last. And then she doesn't die. The cops figure out that the alcoholic is an ex-con working for him and realize that they can just get him a little tilted off the sauce for, I mean, how bad of an alcoholic was he that...
Oh, right, that he could just pour a little shot.
A little shot, and he was...
And he just was sweating.
Sweating. I mean, how long did they have him in this interrogation before he was sweating? Like, I don't can.
Like, and he did the little tease pour a little more, and I'm like, bro, I would have given you some, like, you could just go get some rum. He had a very serious problem.
Yes.
Like, a very serious problem.
So, he spills, they go, they save her, and Vincent Price ends up in a pile of whack. By the way, not a single one of them as men could fight to save their lives. Not a single punch landed. I don't understand what's happening.
You know how he ended up in the thing. And then, and then the cop goes and covers her up because she was showing. Oh, and I like how once he lands in it, everything explodes, like, all the glass pops. I was like, what happened?
That now all the glass... I will science you, Jen.
Science me, please.
So, the containers got too full too quick. It couldn't... So, what happened is when he went through, pushed everything. And so then they couldn't maintain a static temperature because of the mobility. Like, there was no room for the air to escape, to allow more heat to escape, and that's why everything popped.
Yeah. All right, that makes sense.
Okay, so overall thoughts on this masterpiece. I think, like I said, 1953, probably one of the first movies in 3D, probably really worked here in 2020. It just doesn't hold up. And I think this is going to be one of the few older movies that I say that about. Because I do feel like, even now, whatever happened to Baby Jane, and for people who have seen the remake, you'll understand why I'm saying that one, that holds up.
I actually have not seen that movie, and I need to.
You really do, and we can discuss it. It was one of my mother's favorite movies. So.
Yes, I know of it. I just have not actually ever seen
it. It was very good. So, is there anything else about this that you we miss?
Nope, I think we've wrapped it all up pretty nicely.
Yes. Now, folks, I want to say something. And this is for our American listeners. Please educate yourself on how to vote this election. Go to vote.org. I don't know why I said that so weird. Vote.org. Find out about absentee ballots in your state. Find out about your polling place. And please don't assume because everything was good the last time you voted that it is good this time around. It is a privilege we are awarded. It is a privilege people fought for. Please educate yourself. Make the best choices for yourselves and just get out and vote. And especially on your local level, get out and vote. Tomorrow actually is our library vote. It's in my calendar. I will be there voting. And your local is really where the most change can be made and trickle upward. So please, vote.org will have all the information you need about the laws in your state and or county in regards to voting this election year. Jen, any public service announcements you would like to make?
Nope. That. No, I'm good.
Okay. So that is all for this week. Next week, we will be discussing the remake of this movie, House of Wax. So look forward to that. And we will see you all soon. As always, have a Frightening Friday.
Woo! Later.